Just before I came into the studio today, I picked up a copy of Charisma magazine, and sometimes I wonder if these quote-unquote Christian magazines are for real. Now, the cover story has a picture of America and the symbol of liberty drowning in the ocean waves, and then a subhead that says, "Some Christians say the world is coming to an end. Others reject that fear and then ask this question." This again is on the cover of Charisma magazine. What can we know for sure about the end times? Well, I opened the magazine to the center spread of the magazine, and here is an article by a leading voice in dispensational thought, Dr. Benny Hinn. And he writes an article titled, "The Fig Tree is in Bloom, What God Has Done Through the Modern Creation of Israel in 1948 is Nothing Short of a Miracle of Bible Prophecy." So through some special insight, through his typical unbridled speculation, through subjective flights of fancy, Hinn looks at the Bible and interprets it for us in the article. And here's what he says. There are three significant prophecies with respect to this 1948. And he says, "I have been told that for centuries," this is right in the article, "Jewish rabbis have been waiting for the fulfillment of three Old Testament passages which they believe point to the Messiah's coming. The first two have already occurred," he says. "The third is taking place right before our eyes." So here the Jewish rabbis are looking at three passages, and in agreement with Benny Hinn, they think that the passages say what Benny Hinn says they say. And here's what he says. The number one of these three significant prophecies is traffic in the streets of Jerusalem. And writes Benny Hinn, "Nahum, the prophet, wrote of a time after Israel would be scattered and persecuted when," quote, "the emptiers have emptied them out and ruined their vine branches. He saw the day when the chariots come with flaming torches. In the day of his preparation, they jostle one another in the broad roads. They seem like torches, and they run like the lightning." And then says Benny Hinn, "The prophet saw cars in Jerusalem and did not know how to properly describe the cars. Vehicles speeding in the streets of the city that he called broad roads." And I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Then he says, "These wide roads did not exist in the prophet's day, but they certainly do now." Now, obviously, all Nahum is talking about is broad places. And I suppose broad places existed in Old Testament times just as they do today. But when you read something like this in a Christian magazine by a Christian teacher, I think the first thing you better do is put on your baloney detector. What can you know for sure? Well, this is what you can know for sure. Benny Hinn does not know how to interpret the Word of God. And there are literally hundreds of thousands of people that are following him into a ditch. So we have to learn discernment skills. Number one, put on the baloney detector. Test what these people are saying with what Scripture really says. Number two, look at the context. This is in context a prophecy concerning the destruction of Nineveh. It's got nothing to do with cars in the streets of Jerusalem in the 21st century. Nahum saw cars in Jerusalem, says Hinn. No. Nahum saw chariots in Nineveh. We need to look through the subterfuge, the deceptive reasoning of men like Benny Hinn, and go back to the passage and recognize that the Old Testament prophets were not using poor analogies like chariots with flaming torches, so they didn't really know how to say that these cars were fast and had headlights, so they called them chariots with flaming torches that were very, very fast. I mean, this is nonsense. This is dealing in prophetic language and hyperbole with what is going to happen to Nineveh. I mean, all one needs to do is pick up the book of Nahum and see that that's what Nahum's writing about. But people don't do that. They read this and they say, oh my goodness, the most significant of the three prophecies, and Jewish rabbis believe this, we should believe this as well. And after all, the anointed man of God has spoken. Of course, this is the same guy who is telling us that faith is a force and words are the containers of the force. He's the same guy who is distorting the nature of God. He is the same guy who is talking about thousands and thousands of miracles in his venues and yet cannot produce a single authentic miracle. He's talking about all kinds of things which simply do not square with Scripture. The point is simply this: test all things in light of Scripture, hold fast to that which is good. Don't fall for last day's fever. And don't read Charisma magazine to get your end times fix. It's sensationalism, it's sophistry, it's sloppy journalism, and it is seducing people. Now, quite frankly, it's like a freak show. And it drags Christ's name through the mud.